This channel is real, by the way, just in case any new people are wondering. One time I had a bunch of subscribers, I mean a bunch, 10,000, another situation, but I kind of wanted it to end because it was just too much to handle and too much to manage, but I learned a lot. The purpose of it was to decode this matrix in a safe environment online, because online just mimics the real world. In the real world, and before I say this, I'm gonna say everything on here is the truth. Everything on here is real. You can try the spirit. If I go into decode, it lines up with the scripture. If I say tree, true, faithful, faith, upright, it goes back to faith. So when you look at a tree or a pole or a post, it goes back to faith. Faith alone and Jesus alone. You're saved by faith, you walk by faith. Everything on my channel lines up, no matter what it is. The reason is I like to test the spirits, try the spirits. I like to listen to other teachers. I like to learn everything I can from whoever I can. I just saw a chair on the side of the road. Let's see if I can go over here and grab this chair. Yeah, I'm gonna grab this chair. I'm probably gonna... I just grabbed a chair, a nice chair on the side of the road somebody threw out. On my way to work. But anyway, if you do the hunter-gathering thing, it takes you back to the primal instinct. You hunt and you gather. I'm going to try to mix that in with this conversation. But anyway, I wanted to throw that in there, so hopefully I'll remember. Everything that I talk about, I rightly divide. I compare it with scripture. That's my litmus test. Now, online is a mimic of the real world. When you start to deal with somebody in the real world, things get a little bit dangerous. Especially with the Jezebel spirit all over the place, the legalist, the Jezebel spirit, the narcissist, all that stuff. People are good actors. People are really good actors. They've learned to survive by acting. Now, when I find myself caught up with a, in the past, when I find myself, now I just pretty much tap so many boundaries up, it's hard for me to get in. But when I found myself caught up with a Jezebel or a Delilah, sometimes I had to do some acting. I'm a good actor if I need to be. But I don't, David in the Bible, he had to act to escape his enemy. He was sitting over, I think he was sitting in a corner somewhere foaming at his mouth, pretending like he was crazy, but he was a king to escape his enemy. He hid in the cave and cut Saul's garment and says, look, I could have killed you, but I didn't, you know. So a lot of times you have to escape a narcissist or a Jezebel or a Delilah, and you have to put on a temporary act for a season just to get away from them, because they're trying to kill you. They're trying to kill you. Really. A legalist is trying to bring you under slavery, under bondage, under their doctrine or their belief system, to where you've got to believe like them, and they're trying to overpower you. Man, I'm about to run out of gas, too. I slept too much last night. I should have been prepared. I'm not going to be able to eat breakfast this morning. That's all right, though. But anyway, the narcissist, Jezebel, legalist, Delilah, whatever, is trying to kill you. They're looking for somebody they can fool and bring into their fake reality and bring into their flying monkey system. And when you start to see through it, and you know they're a liar, and you know they're a con artist or a schemer or whatever, and you start to withdraw, and they know that you know. When you reveal to them that you know what they are, then they try to take you out. So you have to slowly back out, but something in them knows. See, there, it's a hive mind. So you ever see, about 20 years ago, God spoke to me, said, not in an audible voice, but just in a, he said, I could just sense it in my spirit. He said, four or five of them are working. I think he said five of them are working together, but for some reason I knew it was four or five. They're never working alone. And the Freemason system's never working alone. Babylonians are never working alone. They're trying to bring you back down to Babylon. They never work by themselves. They're always working together. Because they have no power, and now they hate each other. All you have to do is turn the TV on, and you'll see these reality shows where a bunch of these people are getting together. You'll see the women hang out with each other, but they hate each other. Behind their back, they're talking about each other. They hate each other, but they hang out with each other. It's like, what in the world? It's the flesh. It's the energy of the flesh. They need that security, but they actually hate the person they're with or around. It's, I'd rather just be by myself, you know. Why would you be around somebody you don't like or you hate? The only reason would be to, who knows, get something, I guess. They're trying to get something. Trying to overpower the other person, maybe. But if you have to act to escape a bad situation, do it. Do what you got to do. Get out. If you got trapped by Jezebel spirit, do what you got to do. Get out. Plan and just, when once you get out, don't look back. Don't go back. Don't look back. Don't go back to that cult or that church or that legalistic church. It's all a trap, people. It's a trap. And after you've been through a few experiences, you learn it's even worse than you think. They're trying to steal your property. They're trying to steal your mind. They're trying to make you crazy. They're trying to lock you up. They're trying to do everything under the sun to mess you up, to overpower you. They'll do anything. They are sick. I mean, they are sick individuals. They're so sick. You wouldn't believe it. You just wouldn't believe how sick they are. I can understand. I mean, you don't have to be mad at them. You can forgive them. Don't be bitter. I mean, think about it. It's a hard life. It's a life of survival, especially if they're in the flesh mind. All they've known their whole life is the flesh. They don't trust God, so they trust mankind. They trust people. So you can't be mad at them. That's just the way they live. They walk by sight, not by faith. The Bible says to walk by faith, not by sight. And so, they're controlled by the world, the flesh, and the prior life as well. And so the world, the flesh, and prior life is all they think about all day. They don't have any spiritual insight. They don't have any unction to function. There's no unction of the Holy Spirit to allow them to function. They're only trying to function in the energy of the flesh. And so this unction they want that you have, and they think they can get it from you. They actually think, well, if they yoke up with you or tie into you, that they can get it. But they turn into Wile E. Coyote. It turns into a Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner. They have no power. They have no life. They're dead. And so they vampire off of everybody else. So anyway, in the natural world, once you see one of these narcissists, psychopaths, sociopaths, if you can't get away from them, you have to put on a big show, right, for a long time till you can. You have to really distance yourself. You don't want to. When you're around other people, you're normal. But when you're around them, you got to put up that that boundary. The gray rock method is the best thing with a narcissist. Because everything they do is to try to trap you. Every conversation is to try to trap you. I mean, they're really sick. They're so sick. They're not normal. They're abnormal. And they're not going to go back to their childhood and figure out where it happened. I had a sister in Christ. She said usually about 9 to 14, something happened. Some kind of bad trauma happened and put them in that survival mode that they'll never escape. And a lot of times that survival mode is just a program that you've got to realize what it is. And you got to try to get out of survival mode. Because once you get out of it's a hard life your whole life, but you got to get some kind of stability somewhere out of survival mode so you can heal yourself and be normal. The psychologist is not going to heal you. The preacher's not going to heal you. Jesus will heal you, but you still got to renew your mind because it's happening. It was a pattern that you created that was not you created, but it was created when you were a child. Your bloodline, your culture, the TV, the news, the media, school. It was all a program to program you into a cult member, a hive mind. They want you to be indoctrinated. They know the ones that are not going to go to the dark side. There are some people, though, that are still straddling the fence, but they know that. They know the ones that can't be. The pure hearts, even though they're not saved, their heart is towards what's right, you know. When you're a child, you know the bully and the non-bully. You see it. You actually see the evil child versus the good child. As a child, you're sitting there dealing with one of these evil kids, and you know that something's not right in their thinking, and there's a reason that you know that. They're just not right. Same with the narc. They're just not right. Something wrong with them. They're abnormal. So back to what I was saying, this channel is the truth. I'll take it down to the root. I need to probably teach on 1 Corinthians 7 and explain why I say the less ties you have down here, the better off you are. Yeah, the Bible says marriage is a good thing, but Apostle Paul said it's better not to marry because of the situation that we're in. It's pure evil. The roles are upside down. They're trying to get people to think that what's up is down and what's left is right and what's good is evil, what's evil is good. They're doing that to everybody, especially the younger generation. They still believe that the American dream is real. They believe that. If the American dream was real, how come most people work 2-3 jobs their whole life? How come most people don't make it? And yeah, some of it's the education, but I know for a fact, 100%, because I tested it for 3 years, if you try to make some money online and you start doing some option trading or investing, your stock that you invested in, they don't care. They're willing to take a loss just to make you suffer. And because they control the money supply, they can take a loss for 2 years. And then as soon as you say, all right, I'm done, and you go to the stock price jumps up. Once you lose, let's say you lose $1,000, and you say, I'm getting out, they kick the price back up as soon as you get out. It's all manipulated, people. It's all manipulated. That's why you don't put all your eggs in one basket. And the stock market is just another outlet. You should have your own stuff going on outside the stock market. Yeah, people can get rich. Yeah, you can make a lot of money. Last week I made like $800, but then I tried the same setup and it went the other way. I'm still up quite a bit, but I still just tried the same setup that I tried, and they knocked the legs out of the table, you know. that I was eating on. The AI program is running the stock market. The AI flesh mind is running the human hive mind. The AI program, the AI flesh mind is running Jezebel and Delilah, and all the narcissists are sold out to the narcissists are malicious narcissists. They're malicious. They're evil. They're pure evil. But because they have been that way their whole life, they've learned to play the game. And in 3D, they act and play the game. They try to come out of the internet into your world, but you've got to have the boundaries. They think you're dumb, really. And until you realize that these people exist, you are kind of dumb, because I studied sociopaths for 10 years. I actually studied one in the real world. She would want to ride home. Couple days a week, and I would just listen to her talk, and she was actually a scary person. If you really listen to her long enough, it was scary. She was living with her boyfriend, but she hated her boyfriend, and they always fought, and she would just get in a room and sleep in her room. She wouldn't really do anything else. And it's like, she hated his mom, she hated him, but she was just living there thinking it was love, and the whole time complaining. And it's like, why are you still there? She was a lot younger than me. I was studying sociopaths. I wanted to learn how these people think. And it comes back to survival mode. They're never going to escape, because they destroy their self. They destroy their own self, you know. It's real, people. It's real. The biggest issue behind it all, I'm in the drive-thru, so I had to put this on pause, is, and I was sitting here thinking about how to bring this to an end, this conversation. They don't want to sacrifice. They want you to sacrifice for them. They don't want to put the effort in. They're actually lazy, and they're kind of dumb. And they think they're street smart, and they think you're not. When you're book smart, you're Bible smart, you're street smart, and you're eventually become psychologically smart, spiritually smart, when you have all these tools to see through them, and they come across you, they're in shock that you can see they're gaslighting, because they're gaslighting themselves. And they want to gaslight you. And they might be able to gaslight you for 30 days, 60 days, but after that is done. You have to be patient, and everything will be revealed. If you're not patient and you jump into something too fast, they will get in and destroy some stuff. But God, you always can rebuild, because it's just built into you. The Holy Spirit is always building. The Christian is always building. They're always tearing down. You're always building. And so all they can do is destruction, and all you can do is build, because it's built into you. If you do destroy something, it's because you're rebuilding. And sometimes you have to destroy relationships, destroy patterns, destroy the past, destroy stuff. But the reason is you're rebuilding better. You're rebuilding better. And there's new situations that will arise that you can use your past experience, which don't even exist anymore, but you can use that past experience to walk in the flow, in the spirit, in a good relationship, in a good friendship, in a good whatever. And so it could be a marriage. If you got married, you learn from the past. So you know what not to do, and you know how to communicate with the other person. And so to bring it all together, what the devil meant for evil, God means for good. And the Bible says he has plans for you. They're not for evil, but they're for good, to pull you up, you know, to give you a blessing. And you have to just stay in the Word, and you have to just stay in the truth. So do what you have to do to escape one of them. But once you escape, Never forget the lessons that you learned, because if you forget it, you're going to go through the training again. It's all a training program. And if you forget the lesson you learned last time, then you're going to have to go through the training program again. And you might get cut more this time than you got last time. It might be more painful. You'll escape, but the pain is real. And remember, they don't change. They're all the same because it's all a hive mind. And they can't change because Wile E. Coyote is stuck in that pattern.